And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have one of my all-time favorite people to interview, Debbie Covey. She's the director of the Carbon County Senior Center. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good.
You and I were just talking before we got on air, and I can't believe we're talking about fall activities at the Senior Center.
That's right.
Like, we just kind of briefly mentioned it, I swear, yesterday.
Yes. But here it is already.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and just dive right in. What do we got?
Well, coming up in September, which September is just a short time away, we have our When Pies Fly event. It's just a small fundraiser for us. The first time we did it was last year, and it was so much fun. We decided to do it again this year. So we sell tickets. We have volunteers that will let people throw pies at them. So our volunteers this year are Commissioner Casey Hopes, John Jones, who is running for office, Salika Merrill, also running, Sheriff Wood, Tony Martinez, also running, Seth Martinez, who's also running for office, and our own Tammy Villa. So our tickets are $1 a piece, or you can get 6 for $5. And that just, whoever gets the most gets the first pie thrown at them, and then we draw tickets. We draw 10 more, and those are the people that get the pies thrown at them. So there's a chance they won't even get a pie, but it's pretty slim.
Slim to none, folks,
because
yes. You're going to buy a ticket for every single person,
yes,
if not more. And this money just kind of helps with some expenses there at the center.
It does. It helps with our activities. We have a lot of activities that go on all the time, and so we just need a little bit of extra cash to help us with those and make those successful.
Right. And this is a fun event. And if you're just not wanting to purchase tickets, that's okay. You can still go out and watch the event because it's quite eventful.
Oh yeah. I mean, we had people laughing so hard they were crying last year. So it is pretty hilarious.
And didn't you tell me that the most popular one last year was the sheriff?
Yeah, he had a lot of votes.
I'm not surprised, honestly. I'm really not. Goodness. Well, that will be lots of fun. Now, where can they get tickets?
They can come out to the Senior Center and buy tickets. Or we're going to have some booths set up in a couple of weekends. On Saturdays, we're going to do Lynn's Fresh Market one time, and then we'll do Smith's Food King one time. We did that last year too, and that worked out really well. So then people can just, as they're doing their shopping, they can stop by and buy a ticket.
Right, and usually people are doing their whole grocery shopping on the weekend, so
yes,
That'll be good. They can get tickets there.
Yep.
All right, well, we've got that coming up, and we also have your annual bazaar.
Yes, the bazaar's coming up. It's October 13th. That's a Saturday. Last year, we had a really good success with that. We had a lot of people call up and buy a booth space. The booth space are just $30, which is really reasonable, I think. And we do the advertising. We're putting signs at both ends of price on the big places where you can hang your banners.
Yes.
Yes, and then we'll do some other advertising. So I think we'll have a good turnout for that. So if you're interested, if you're a crafter and you want to buy a booth space, you can just call the center and talk to either Tammy or Jan.
And get that all set up.
And get that all set up.
So is it just $30?
It's $30. Now, if you need electricity and we have to put you in a special place, we charge just a little bit more, $10 more for that if you need power.
But it's still affordable.
Yes. Yes. A lot of places where you buy booth space, it's very expensive.
Right,
so.
Right. Now, when you say crafters, you're not just limiting it to crafters.
No. If there's other people that have things that they want to try to sell, that's...
Like lip scents and the Scentsy and the...
Right.
Tupperware, because I know there's some Tupperware people out there.
Yes.
They can also come and set up a booth.
They can also come and set up a booth.
And this is open for the public. Anybody can come. And you know what? You could use this time to start your Christmas shopping.
Yes. And a lot of people did last year. That's what they came for, is to start their Christmas shopping.
So it's going to be held on October 13th. What time is it going to start and end?
It's going to start at, I forget. I think it's going to go from 8 to 5.
Okay. And you'll get more details as it gets closer. But right now you're just looking for vendors to come and participate.
Right.
So that's a very affordable price, $30.
And it's like an 8-hour day, so... people should be able to get some stuff sold, and we should have the community come out and
Now, it's fun. Is this held in the senior center?
It's held in the senior center in our dining room. And if we overflow out of the dining room, our halls are pretty wide. We'll put some booths out in the halls.
Which you would love to see that.
I would love to see that.
I knew it. All right. What else do we got?
Well, I just want to mention that the senior center provides services to the seniors, obviously, 60 and above. So we do a weekly lunch meal. We do mobile meals to qualifying seniors. We take those meals out and deliver them right to people's homes that are homebound. We have exercise opportunities for people if they want to come out and exercise, line dancing, Zumba. We do blood pressure clinics. We have toenail clinics. Today we had a toenail clinic where people can come in, and we have qualified people that come in and clip people's toenails for them because it gets hard to clip your own toenails as you get older. And we also provide transportation services, and we have our own little gift shop. Most of the stuff in the gift shop is made by the seniors, crafty type stuff, very well made, and that also helps us with the costs of our activities.
So if you haven't been up there to check out that gift shop, do it. Go up there. Take a look. They've got some fun stuff in there. So if seniors want to know exactly what events are going on up at the center, what's a good way they can find out?
You can stop up to the senior center and pick up one of our newsletters. We put out a newsletter every month, and we usually have them about a week ahead. So like our September newsletter's already out.
Right.
You can pick that up. It tells you what's for lunch every day. It tells you what activities are coming up. I always write a little letter in there to tell people things that are coming up. That's the best way to find out. But if you can't get there and you let us know, we can tell you on the phone, or we can even drop a newsletter off to you.
Oh, okay. That works out great. Mm-hmm. So and it's pretty detailed, folks. I mean, they have everything in there that you need to know that's going to be happening for that month. So I like that. That's a good way of getting it, because I bet a lot of them put it on their fridge and mm-hmm. they're like, okay, what are they cooking today? What am I going to go up there and have? So, all right. Anything else, Debbie?
There's a lot of seniors that don't come out to the senior center, and I would just like to invite them to come out and take a look and see what we have available. It's a great place, and there's a lot of really great people that come there, but I know there's a lot of people that don't. So come out. You're invited.
Yeah.
Come out and try lunch one day and see what it's like.
And if you're nervous, don't be nervous.
No. Most
everyone out there is nice. They just love it out there. There's lots of fun stuff. You're going to meet a whole group of people, so it'll be lots of fun.
Yep, you're invited.
All right, there you go, folks. All right, so we're looking for vendors for the bazaar, and that bazaar is going to take place on October 13th. So right now they're looking, so if you want to sell some of your items, well, you need to get a hold of the senior center at 636-3202. Now, there is a cost, which is $30, but you know what? That is very affordable. You'll make that back in no time because you're going to sell all your goodies there. And then, of course, the big one that's coming up is the Let the Pies Fly. So they do have tickets available. You can get them at the senior center or look for them on the weekends, either at Smith's or Lynn's. Now, this year, they're going to host it on September 19th at 1 p.m. And the participants so far are Commissioner Casey Hopes, Sheriff Jeff Wood, candidate Salika Merrow, candidate Seth Marcin, candidate John Jones, candidate Tony Martinez, and then, of course, Tammy Villa from the Carbon Senior Center. How did you get out of it? Your name's not on this list.
I took a break this year. I want to let somebody else have the fun.
Because I remember you did it last
year. I did. And it really was fun. It was fun.
All righty, folks. There you go. And if you want to know what is going on up at the Senior Center, swing by, get their newsletter. And I've got the September in my hot little hands right now. So lots going on there for September. All right, Debbie, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at Castle Country Radio.com.